So let me give you some also from this. The materials have some of our current investigations included in there, and we'll give you some examples. The importance of prior cases is that it will show you where and what the commission views as important cybersecurity litigation and what steps are appropriate under the circumstances. So please, we have opinions out there. We have orders. We have complaints that you can get online. We have advice, both for consumers and for businesses, large and small. We particularly have a dedicated small business website. We additionally have materials available in hard copy for free. And we also have as much information as possible we can put on the web to help you, guide you through what may be some difficult situations.
Yeah, and I think what I would add to that is that the orders and the complaints that you see from the FTC really do provide a lot of detail in terms of the information security practices that companies did have or didn't have, and can provide a lot of information if you're considering whether a particular practice is something that's important for you to have in place or perhaps not as important for you to have in place. Certainly in the Wyndham case, there was a lot of focus on PCI compliance and protection for credit card data, and a lot of commentary in the complaint in that matter that I think is super helpful from a credit card processing perspective. So I think that's really, to emphasize what Jim said, that's important. Now to transition to Ryan. He's going to give you the perspective from an in-house attorney who faces these issues on a day-to-day basis, protecting his brand, his business, when it's probably constantly under attack. And I think his perspective will be unique in that way as well. So, Ryan, over to you.
Yeah, thank you very much. So a lot of Jim's focus is on protection of consumers, right, for obvious reasons. At Exxon, we don't do a whole lot of B2C business. We don't have a lot of customer-facing services. Most of our business is B2B. And as a result, I have a little bit of a different perspective with the harms that I'm looking at. So the topic, I guess, is compliance trends. And to briefly cover it, right? So we have the evolving trends in data privacy, right? There was a nice panel this morning describing that, and just to echo it, if you're not already working on the data privacy angle, encourage you to get your data maps, do your due diligence, make sure you have the workflows in place to be able to comply. It's serious, it's coming. GDPR compliance doesn't get you all the way there. You can leverage the work you've done, but it's not going to get you all the way there. So data privacy, that's evolving. There was some discussion of federal data privacy legislation. Frankly, I don't think that's going to happen, at least not until sometime after 2020, the elections. I don't see this Congress doing much of anything without some sort of big event happening in the interim, right? So if there's some big event that provides some impetus, maybe, but otherwise, no. And the folks who I've spoken with who move in these circles largely agree. So don't count on preemption. Don't count on a federal law being enacted before the CCPA comes due. It's just unlikely. So what else? What other compliance trends? All 50 states plus territories have data privacy laws, breach notification laws. What we don't have a lot of yet are specifically cybersecurity laws. Right, so there are some, everybody recognizes the HIPAA and HITECH and COPPA. Those have some elements to it. PCI compliance is a little bit prescriptive. We don't have much like that in the cybersecurity space. I think there we're going to see a little bit more. So what have we seen? We've seen the New York Department of Financial Services and Louisiana, they've passed some rules that make some requirements on for us, it was our captured insurance companies who were required they came in and said, tell us about your cybersecurity programs, your registered insurance company. Explain it, right? So we went through a full audit and justified it to them. I expect that trend is likely to continue. I see more states adopting similar legislation. But the one that's really been active that I've seen is the SEC. Right, so the SEC, they put out a whole lot of guidance about what they think companies should have, companies, publicly traded entities should have reasonably designed cybersecurity programs. They even helpfully gave some guidance as to what reasonably designed is. And largely that's high-level board management, meaningful review, and reasonable under the circumstances, right? You know it when you see it.